Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the different opportunities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every person to do good deeds, different avenues of doing good deeds. So today's hadith, ورواه مسلم أيضا من رواية عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنه خلق كل إنسان من بني آدم على 60 و300 مفصل فمن كبر الله وحمد الله وهلل الله وسبح الله واستغفر الله وعزل حجرا عن طريق الناس أو شوكة أو عظما عن طريق الناس أو أمر بمعروف أو نهي عن منكر عدد 60 و300 فإنه يمشي يومئذ وقد زحزح نفسه عن النار. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every human being is created with 360 joints. Every human being is created with 360 joints. The person who expresses the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, man kabbar Allah, the person that says Allahu Akbar, he says this zikr, Allahu Akbar. The person who expresses the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says subhanallah, or he proclaims the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he seeks forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he removes a rock, or he removes a thorn, or a bone from the path of people. People are walking on a path, he sees something dangerous. The hadith is saying a thorn, but anything dangerous a person sees on the path, somebody may slip, somebody may fall, somebody may get hurt. He sees something dangerous, he removes it, he removes a rock, he removes a thorn, or he removes a bone from the path of people, or he enjoins good, or he prohibits evil. He has justly accounted for the 360 joints, and he will then have spent that evening having distanced himself from the fire of Jahannam. So the person has done these good deeds, any one of these good deeds, the person, or has done all these good deeds also, then what he has actually done, he has justly accounted for this ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given him, this great ni'mat of these joints, and then person will have spent the evening having distanced himself from the fire of Jahannam. We did one hadith previously, where a person reads Salatul Duha, by him reading Salatul Duha, the mid-morning or the chas salah, that they will compensate for all the joints that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, for the charity on the joints that are due every day. Every day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that the charity due on the joints that Allah Ta'ala has given us, such a great ni'mah. Think about it, if one joint, let's look at the elbow joint. If that joint is not working, how can a person ever bring food to his mouth? Impossible for him now to bring food. But just that one joint, how much of benefit he is getting in the joints of the fingers, joints of the legs. The person has got knee problem, and you see how much of problem he experiences. He feels so much of pain, sometimes he has to sit on a chair, sometimes the person can't even walk down the stairs, can't walk up the stairs. He feels it so difficult just because that knee joint is not working. So here this hadith is teaching us that the ni'mat of the body also is something that you have to appreciate. It's something that we have to appreciate. Allah Ta'ala has given it to us, we're taking it for granted. So many things we're doing daily with these joints of ours. So therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching us that we have to give some charity. In other words, we have to show gratefulness, gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great ni'mat of the joints. Apart from all the other ni'mat that Allah ta'ala has given us, this in itself is a great thing. So this hadith teaches us that this body also that we've got, this body is something that we have to show appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from amongst the ways of showing appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that how we use our bodies also in a correct manner. Those things that are harmful for the body, we should stay away and keep it away from the body. It's like the father giving a child a car. He spends so much of money, he saves up, and he buys a car for the child. But the child drives it anyhow. He parks it anyway on the road, on the side of the street, where it's dangerous. Or this child, the way he utilizes the car, like he got no regard and no respect for the amount of time and effort that the child has spent in arranging, or the father has spent in arranging the car for the child. It doesn't show. So how the father feels? He feels very, very disappointed that he's not using it the way it should be used. So similarly, these bodies that Allah Ta'ala has given us, one way of showing gratitude is to use it the way it should be used. If we use it the way we should be used, then that way we are showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like on the other hand, that child, the father has bought him a car. Now he drives very carefully, He parks it very properly. He maintains it. He keeps it clean. He looks after it. Father also in his heart, he feels happy. This child is appreciating. I spent so much money to buy the car, but he's appreciating it. He's using it properly. He's taking care of it. So he also feels happy. So therefore, if you want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as far as our bodies are concerned, we should be very careful. Those things that we should be eating, we should eat. Those things that are not good for the body, we should try and keep it away. Those things that keep the body healthy, and those things that are good as far as keeping the body fit, we should ensure that we do it. This is all part of our deen. Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, they were naturally fit people, they were naturally healthy people, they were naturally people that had this level of fitness and goodness in them, because they took care of their bodies, they took care of the iman, they took care of all these things. So this is the total balance that our deen has, as we can see, that on one side Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us the importance of the spiritual strength, and the other side appreciate that physical abilities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.